This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. Russia is back at the top of the agenda this week. Today, the president's son-in-law and top advisor, Jared Kushner, appeared in a closed-door session with the Senate Intelligence Committee to answer questions about Russians he met with and meetings he took before the president was inaugurated in January. Kushner says in a statement he did nothing wrong. After his closed-door session with senators, he gave a statement from the White House.
I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Meanwhile, outside the committee rooms where investigations into scandal continue, over the weekend, Congress agreed to new sanctions against Iran, North Korea, and Russia. The sanctions themselves are relatively straightforward. What's surprising here is how the bill strips many of President Trump's executive powers to remove sanctions unless he asks Congress first. The White House fought hard against this package. Nevertheless, after huge majorities in the House and Senate got set to approve it, the White House said the president would sign. Here's White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on ABC's This Week.
The administration is supportive of being tough on Russia, particularly in putting these sanctions in place. The original piece of legislation was poorly written, but we were able to work with the House and Senate, and the administration is happy with the ability to do that and make those changes that were necessary, and we support where the legislation is now.
The president, meanwhile, appears frustrated. He issued several statements on Twitter. He again called the Russia investigation a witch hunt. Today, he attacked his own attorney general for not investigating Hillary Clinton and Russia, and earlier lashed out at congressional Republicans, saying they're doing very little to protect their president. Stephen Sestanovich is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He served as U.S. ambassador at large to the former Soviet Union from 1997 until 2001. Stephen, welcome to The Takeaway.
It's a pleasure.
What's the message you think Congress is sending here?
Well, there are a couple of interesting things that are going on. I mean, the basic message that Congress has for the president is you're on the wrong track with Russia. We disagree with you about policy toward Russia, and we want to make it harder for you to pursue the policy that you seem to favor. The president has fought this because he thinks this is prejudicing the investigation of cooperation between his campaign and the Russians. But the opposite is probably the case. He's probably, if he accepts this bill, gaining himself a little breathing room on the question of the investigation by giving up some control over policy.
And also perhaps because agreeing to new sanctions on Russia says, look, I can be tough on Russia. I can approve sanctions. I'm not cooperating with them or being soft.
Every time the president has suggested that he might give the Russians sanctions relief, opposition to him in the Congress has strengthened. And what he has probably belatedly realized is that if he gives ground on the issue of sanctions and on this new bill, he can more credibly say, look, I'm not in bed with the Russians. I'm not duped by Putin. You heard Sarah Sanders say the administration is supportive of being tough on Russia. That is, of course, exactly what people in Congress don't believe. But that's going to be the new line for the administration.
Lawmakers have said they're frustrated with the long term here over the president's reluctance to sanction Russia for the invasion of Crimea, for actions in Syria, for the war in Ukraine, and in particular for his refusal to accept in public that Russia meddled in the elections in the first place. It's a pretty long list that gets behind this frustration that you're talking about.
It is a long list, but it's interesting to note that at the same time, on a lot of policy issues, the relationship with Russia is actually getting worse. It's on this question of whether or not the Russians meddled that the president has kept himself as an outlier.
Stephen Sestanovich, you have a long career in dealing directly with Russians and their diplomats and maybe their spies, I don't know. So there's a piece of news over the weekend that I thought you could really help us with. New revelations in the Washington Post that the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who was a senator and also a top campaign advisor to President Trump, not only met with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak during the campaign, which he originally did not disclose, but that he may have indeed talked about campaign matters with Kislyak, an idea he's flatly denied until now. What do you make of this new information?
What I make of it is it's very stupid to have a wrong and incomplete version of any contacts that you had. It may be that what the Attorney General discussed was, you know, the Russian-American relations. But he was implying that that had no connection with the campaign issue of what Russia policy under a Trump administration would be. Of course, there's a very, very fine line between those two. And the Attorney General looks very foolish now that it seems that he actually had a fuller discussion with Ambassador Kislyak than he claimed.
Information like this, when it comes from intelligence intercepts, as you know, rarely comes out unless there's a reason. Where do you think this information on the Attorney General comes from, and why now?
Well, you're asking the question that everybody in Washington is speculating about, because some people say it may have come from the White House in order to make the Attorney General look bad. Traditionally, people at the White House have said, oh, this is coming from the intelligence community to make the administration look bad. And we don't know the answer to that, but both of them kind of fit the facts as we know them.
But before we let you go, Stephen Sustanovich, on the issue of Russia sanctions and Congress, this does appear to be the first public rebuke, the first sign of real frustration among lawmakers about how the president approaches Russia and handles Russia. Where does this relationship go from here?
Well, there are many other issues that have to be addressed on which the Congress may disagree with the president. There are issues of whether the Russians are violating arms control agreements, what kind of posture they're taking in Syria and toward Iran. There's a lot of potential for disagreement between the Congress and the administration on Russia policy, and it keeps bubbling up.
Stephen Sustanovich is a professor at Columbia University School of International and Public Affairs, also a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. Thank you so much.
A pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.